Look at Anderson, he's moving on in. Your deadly new housemate. You know he is. Arthur Bin.
Oh, solid.
Good morning, Arthur.
Morning.
Did you have a good sleep?
Yeah, it was all right.
Well, Pete and I got hardly any shut-eye.
Shut up.
No, it's true. We felt terrible about the way we've acted these past few days.
Yes, terrible. We acted like crazy people.
Proper crazy.
Proper womba.
Proper what?
Womba. It means the same as crazy.
Oh, well, yes. Proper womba.
Can you ever forgive us?
Yeah, of course. I already forgotten about it. Provided your mob don't try and include me in any more of your womba plans.
Deal.
So, how come you and Hellfire Helen have never been have a good relationship anyway?
Where do I start?
I don't know.
It was when she met Augustus, her seventh husband.
Seventh?
Quite a lovely chap, but that was part of the problem. It was my 18th birthday and Augie, that's what I called Augustus, had organised a wonderful soiree. Music filled the air as we listened to my childhood idol, Olivia Newton-John, belt out her hits like Hopelessly Devoted and Let's Get Physical, while the who's who of socialite circles danced and laughed on the dance floor.
Sound flash.
Proper flash. So as the evening came to a close and the crowd sang Happy Birthday, Augie presented me with my 18th birthday present, a beautiful diamond necklace that outshone everything in the room, including my mother. Well, that was it. Jealousy took over, and she couldn't bear the fact that Augie had presented me with something so spectacular. She demanded I give it to her for safekeeping, which, according to her, was around her neck. We've hardly spoken since. Now excuse me while I retire to the bedroom.
She doesn't seem like she over it.
She has her moments.
Look at Anderson, he's moving on in. Your deadly new housemate. You know he is. Arthur Bin.
Oh, solid.